We're doing the Rambam Iger Teiman, and the Rambam had just given us an introduction telling us that whenever we find people trying to tell us that the stars are what define what's going on in the world and they're going to cause this natural disaster, that natural disaster, we should assume they're lying, and that just like a blind man leans on a person who can see in order to guide him, so too people who don't have time to delve into the depths of understanding the philosophies of the Torah, they rely on the Nevi'im, the prophets, and in later generations they rely on the rabbis. And after the introduction he says, you should know that whenever you find these writings, people are trying to really destroy the Torah. They want to say there'll be this type of flood because of the stars, and in saying that they're really trying to work backwards and say the Torah says there was a flood because people were sinful. No, it was the stars that caused the flood. That's where people are headed, and when they try to attribute everything that happens in the world to a flood. When God overturns Sodom and Amorah, God tells us they were sinful. Their cry reached heavens. And people want to come and say, no, it's the stars that caused it. So a person firstly has to know where they're headed. And when he knows where they're headed, then he'll know that they have an agenda, and he doesn't have to think that there's any validity to what they're saying. Now we're holding in the Rambam page.
It's about the astronomy once again.
We're working through the astronomy.
Oh,
yeah. We're on page Kuf Samach Zayin in the Mosad Rav Kook edition of Igeret Teiman. Uvishvil ha'dot ha'ilum, because of these beliefs, Ziziranu ha'borei yitbarach, the Creator, blessed be He, warned us b'Torah and the Torah, v'amar, and God told us, shebiyotchem achisim, that when you anger God, God forewarns the Jewish people, yavo aleichem puranuyot, bad things will happen, ekev chatatchem, as a result of the sins. Im tachshevu she'inan ba'ot aleichem ela derech mikre, and if you think that they're just a coincidence, v'she'en sibata puranut rov na'atzotechem, and that the cause of the problematic times, the difficult times, is not the many things that a person does that are really blasphemy. So God says, if you don't recognize that it is a punishment from heaven, but rather think it is coincidence, a cause of the times, so God forewarns us in the Torah, Gamani yosif alechem min hamikra, who I too, God says, will add upon you from these quote-unquote coincidences, ve'chpol otam alechem, and will redouble them upon you. Sheken katuv b'tochecha, as it says in the rebukings of the Torah, ve'im telechu imi keri, ve'alachti afani imachem b'chamat keri. If you go with me, as and treat my actions as keri, and keri, says the Rambam, hu adavar sheba shelo bechavana, that's something that comes without any intent, it just happens. If you assume that when bad things happen, they just happen, so God says, then I'm going to make them more just happen. V'hu omer, and that's what the verse is saying, im tesimun puranut derech mikre, if you assume that when bad things happen, it's a coincidence, I will add seven times that coincidence for the sins.
How is it aiding? What is aiding?
Adding more punishment, God is saying. And from my introductions you should know, the coming of the Mashiach is not contingent upon the stars in any way. And one of the wise men in Spain, already, he is a person who understood the stars very well, and he thought he can compose a book about the future, when the Mashiach is going to come. I don't know who he's referring to. Al derech hakochavim, by looking at the stars, he thought he could predict when the Messiah is going to come. Ve'amar she'amashiach yigaleh bishnat ploni. He said, the Messiah is going to be revealed in such and such a year. And there wasn't a single wise man from our wise men who didn't laugh at what he's saying and make fun of what he thought. He was very good at the stars, but when he thought he could say the Mashiach's coming in a specific year, all the rabbis thought it was a joke. And the rabbis treated him like one who's not so smart because of what he did. The rabbis thought that he's really making a mistake and he's missing something, by trying to think he could define when the Mashiach is going to come based upon the stars.
But other things except for the Mashiach, can you, if Hashem put the stars, can we go and...
Wait. We'll get to that. Bezrat Hashem. והמציאות עשתה בו יותרה. And the facts actually were even more cruel to him. כלומר, שחוק ועיתול ממה שעשינו בו אנחנו. They were worse for him than what we did to him. לפי שבזמן שאמר שיגלה המשיח, for at the time when he predicted that Mashiach would come, עמד הסרבן, the one of the people who led a rebellion within the Arab countries and decreed many difficult decrees against the Jews, he took power in the year that he said everything would turn good. So this man came and he wrote a whole book saying how according to his understanding of astronomy, the Mashiach is going to come this year. And that year was one of the worst years in Jewish history.
Oh,
No. And this is the most disgusting thing that can happen to someone who holds this wisdom, because what he said, this year would be an amazingly good year for the Jewish people, and it proved itself to be an amazingly bad year. But the reason we have to go through all of this is because we are having such a difficult time in exile, so people are looking, they're grasping at straws. They want to find something to hold on to believe that things are going to get better. והכוונה בלא חבל היא נתלית. And even though the intent to try and hold on to something is a true intent, but they're hanging on something that doesn't have a string holding it up. אבל אתם אחינו, but you are brothers, חזקו ואימצו ויאמץ לבבכם כל המייחלים לשם. Strengthen yourself externally, strengthen yourself internally, be strong in your hearts and hope for Hashem. Uchmochen chazku k'tzatchem nik'tzatchem. And by the same token, some of you should strengthen the others. Nit'u amana, plant within you the true belief. Ve'aminu belibot hakol, and make it believed within the hearts of all. Bi'at ha-goel, the coming of the true Redeemer. Me'ra yigale, may he reveal himself swiftly. Chazeku yadayim rafot uvirkayim koshelot ametsu. Strengthen the hands of the weak and the knees that are folding, strengthen them as well. Udu, and you should know, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu hodianu al yedei Yeshayahu mevaser Yisrael, that God let us know through the prophet Isaiah, who gave news to Israel, Shemerov arichut yemei hagalut, that from the fact that the exile is going to be so long, vehitchazeka, and the strengthening of the exile, that the exile becomes more potent against us, יחשבו הרבה, many will come to think שהקדוש ברוך הוא עזבנו, that God has left us, והסיר פני חסדו ממנו, and has removed the face of kindness from upon us, חס ושלום. בשביל זה, people will think, because things are so difficult for the Jewish people for so many years, people will think that God has left them. ואחר כך העיד על עצמו, and after that, Isaiah the prophet testified upon himself, שלא יעזוב אותנו, that God will not leave us, ולא ישכחנו, and he won't forget us. שכן אומר, as the verse states, ותומר ציון, Zion says, עזבני השם, God has left me, והשם שכחני, and God has forgotten me. The Jewish people will reach a point where they'll feel that they've been forsaken. ואחר כך חזר ואמר, and the response that Yeshaya quotes in the name of God is, Hatishkach isha ula, can a woman forget her child? Merachem ben bitna, from having compassion on the son of her stomach. Gam eile tishkachna, ve'anochi lo eshkachech. Even if the world reaches a point where a woman can forget her own child, I will not forget thee. So God is saying, even though things will take a long time, and the Jewish people might come to a point where they'll feel they were forgotten, he tells them through Yeshaya the prophet, I'm not going to forget you. Val yedei hanavi arishon, and at the hands of the first prophet, Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom, hodianu ha-kadosh baruch hu kadavar hazeh, God let us know a similar thought, shneemar, as the verse states, ki el rachum Adonai Elohecha, Hashem, your God, is a merciful, potent God. Lo yarpecha, he won't let go of you. Velo yashchitecha, and he won't totally destroy you. Velo yishkach et berit avotecha asher nishba lahem, and he won't forget the covenant with the forefathers as he has promised them. Veshav Hashem elokecha et shvutcha verichamecha, and Hashem will return those of you who have been exiled, and he will have compassion over you. Veshav, God will return, vekibetzcha mikol ha'amim, and he will gather you from all the nations, asher efitzcha Hashem elokecha shama, that God has scattered you throughout there. So God tells us in the Torah, you might think I'm going to let you go. Ultimately, you'll see I haven't forgotten you. V'daval zeh, and this thing, says the Rambam, Achenu, our brethren, Yesod gadol mi sodei emunat Yisrael, is a great foundation from the foundations of the belief of Israel. V'hu, and it is, she'i efshal shelo ya'amod mizera shlomo, that it is impossible that there will not, double negative, it is impossible that there will not be, meaning it must be, a person from the offsprings of Shlomo, she'ikabetz nefutzotenu, that will gather our scatterings, ve'yesof chirpatenu v'galutenu, and will collect our shame, our exile. Ve'igale adat amitit, and he will reveal the true religion. Ve'yashmit kol mi she'yamret devaro, and he will abolish all who rebel against his word. Kmo shivtichanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as God promised us in the Torah, er'enu ve'lo ata, ashurenu ve'lo karov. I see him, but it's not now. I see him in the future, but it's not close. Darach kochav mi Yaakov, a star will come down, will step from Jacob. Dekam shevet mi Yisrael, and a staff will arise from Israel. Umachatz pa'atei Moab ve'karkar kol b'nei shet, and he will rebuke those of Moab and uproot all of those from Shet. V'aya Edom Yeresha, he will inherit Edom. V'aya Yeresha Seir o'evav v'Yisrael o'sechayil. Ultimately, the Jewish people will prevail. So God foretells us in the Torah that there will come a time when there will be a Jewish leader who will govern, and he will teach the world the way to live. And when he comes to reveal himself, things will be very, very bad for the Jewish people. Shneimar, as the verse states, Ki yireh ke'az latyad ve'efes atzuv ve'azuv. He's going to see that everyone's given up, no one's there to help them. Ve'az yigaleh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Hashem will reveal him. Ve'yashlim ha'shevtech, and God will fulfill what he's promised. So the Mashiach is going to come at a period where things are very, very bad for the Jewish people. When the Jewish people are going to feel like they have no strength left, and they're going to think that there's nothing left of the Jewish people. And then the Mashiach is going to come. Ve'amar ha'navi, and the prophet said, Matmiya ala et she'ireh va'goel, when he was wondering of the period when the Redeemer will come, the end of prophecy, the end of Malachi, the end of Treyosar, umi mechalkel et yom bo'o umi ha'omed be'era oto. Who will sustain the day that the Mashiach comes? Who will stand? Who will be able to withstand the period when he reveals himself? That's the truth, that's what we believe regarding this topic. So the Rambam's telling us, when is the Mashiach going to come? He's going to come, but it's not defined by the stars, and the period when he's going to come is a time when it's going to be very difficult. When is the Mashiach going to come? When Edom and Arav, people think this is Golus Edom. We see in Rashi and now we see in the Rambam that both Edom and Arav, it's going to be a period where the world is going to be governed by Esav and Ishmael, the Arabs and the Christians. They're going to rule the world. Like today. So the Rambam says, like today, he's saying. This is half a millennium ago, right? The Rambam saying, just like today, the Rambam saying, the Muslims and the Christians rule the world. And this is, there's no room for doubt. This is lo yavo. V'Daniel, sof ma she'siper malchut Yishmael v'amidat Muhammad. And what Daniel says in the end of the kingdom of Yishmael, and that Muhammad will come, v'acharav biyata goel b'samuch. And afterwards we can expect the Redeemer to come soon. So the Rambam expects... the Rambam expects that the Mashiach is not so far off. וכן ישעיהו ביאר, and so to Isaiah explain, שהראיה על ביאת המשיח היא הראות משוגע. That the proof that the Mashiach is coming soon is the fact that the insane one, which is the Rambam's nickname for Muhammad, the Rambam calls Muhammad the insane one. We saw that earlier. That's what the Rambam says. So he says when the insane one comes, that's the proof that the Mashiach is on his way. Shekin Amar, as the verse states, V'ra'a rechev, simit parashim, and he sees, behold, there's chariots, a pair of horsemen, rechev chamor, rechev gamal, chariots of donkeys, chariots of camels, v'ikshiv keshev rav kashev, and he will listen, a great listening. Amar, Isaiah is telling us, sherechev chamor, when he's talking about a chariot of donkeys, hu ha-mashiach, that's a reference to the Messiah. Shenehemar bo, as the verse states, ani v'rochev al ha-chamor, v'alayer benatonot, he's going to be a pauper riding on a donkey. Uva techev amidat rochev al gamal, and following him is the one who's riding on a camel. V'hu melech harav, that's the king of Arabia. Uma she'amar tzemet parashim, and what Isaiah said, a pair of horsemen, klomar is deveg shtei omot shem edom v'yishmael. He refers to them as a pair because the two will unite the Christians and the Muslims, Edom and Yishmael. Uvenyan ze yitber min ha-chalom shel tzelem, and from this we also see clarity in the dream that Daniel defined for Nebuchadnezzar of the great idol. Umin ha-chalom shel ha-chayot nizkav Daniel, and the dream of the wild animals that Daniel saw. Udvarim elu mevarim mipshat ha-ktuvim, and these things are clear from the simple understanding of the verses. Aval amitat ha-et al buhya ina mudat. But to know exactly when the Messiah is going to come, we don't know. So now, the Rambam has told us that he's expecting the Mashiach around the corner. He's supposed to follow Muhammad. And the Rambam really began the letter by saying, undoubtedly the suffering we're suffering now is Chevlei Mashiach, the birth pangs of the Messiah. The Messiah is going to quickly be revealed. And the next paragraph we're going to read, the next section which we're going to read, and I don't know if to read it today or next week, is where the Rambam is going to define the tradition they have as to when the Mashiach is going to come. They have a tradition, says the Rambam. The only problem is that the date the Rambam thought the Mashiach was going to come has passed. But that shouldn't surprise us, because Rashi also thought of a date, and Rav Sadion also thought of a date. The question is, should we begin that today, or leave that for next week? Okay. אבל יש אצלנו קבלה גדולה ונפלאת. Says the Rambam, but we have a great, amazing tradition. קיבלתי אותה מאבי. I have this tradition from my father. שקיבל מאביו. He got it from his father. ומאבי אביו, from his grandfather. והוא קיבל הדבר, and he has it on tradition. וכן הדבר, התחילת הגלות של ירושלים. And this tradition, says the Rambam, goes back to the time that the Jews were exiled from Jerusalem. Before we continue, let's remember, the Rambam had a few paragraphs explaining why did Rav Sadia Gaon give a date when the Mashiach was going to come. Rav Sadia Gaon was such a great rabbi, and the rabbi said, do not give a date for when the Mashiach is going to come, whoever's going to try is going to mess up. And Rav Sadia Gaon goes ahead and gives a date, so the Rambam was very apologetic. He said, we can explain, Rav Sadia Gaon was leading the generation, and he saw that the people of his time needed this to grasp onto, and Rav Sadia Gaon, we know thanks to him, Judaism remained, because Judaism was endangered, and he saw that he has to give them some kind of date, something to hold on to, but bottom line, we see the date passed, and it wasn't true. Now the Rambam's coming and saying, I'm not giving you a date from my own understanding, but I have a tradition that this is the date. Rashi writes in Daniel, Rashi says in Sefer Daniel, that we have the verses telling us when the Mashiach is going to come. And the verse clearly states, hide, don't explain to the people. This, the Malach tells Daniel, has to be hidden. No one's allowed to know when it's going to be.
You cannot reveal when the Mashiach is going to come. Whoever will do will ultimately mistake.
So, I'm sorry, but it says slightly different than what you're saying, Daniel. It says that many will try to figure out, and they will err. Does that mean that some will get it right? When you say many will err, that seems to indicate some will get it right. Rashi writes over there that when a date comes, when the rabbis look at the verses and come to a conclusion that the Mashiach should come at a certain date, and that date comes and passes, so we'll know that they didn't get the right understanding in the verses. That's what Rashi writes. And that's a simple understanding. The problem is, if you quote this without saying Rashi said it, people will pounce on you. They'll say, how could you say Rashi was wrong, Rav Sadigon was wrong, the Rambam was wrong? You can't say such a thing. So you have to know the alternate pshat, which people like to quote, which is also pshat. The Maharal writes it and others do as well. The other pshat is that we know when God gave prophecies, God gave multiple meanings within the prophecy. A prophecy can be understood in many ways. So when God said the Mashiach is going to come, and He gave us a definition in Daniel that's very difficult to understand what Daniel's saying, God gave multiple meanings. And every time one of the meanings comes up, there's a potential in heaven for the Mashiach to come. We, the Jewish people, have a right to tap into that potential and cause the Mashiach to come. Or, like Rabbi Feinstein once told me, when the alarm clock rings in the morning, you could get up or hit the snooze button. Well, the Jewish people can get up and bring the Mashiach when those dates come, or they could hit the snooze button and say we're waiting for the next definition of the verse. So that's what, how the Maharal explains. All these dates that are given, and now we're going to see the Rambam's date, these are dates that are possible understandings in the verse. There are possible explanations of the prophecy, and the Mashiach really could have come at any one of these dates. Now, the question is, did we as a Jewish people live up to the test then, or did we hit the snooze button? Well, so far we've been hitting the snooze button. So now the Rambam is going to give us his tradition. And the Rambam says like this, Kmo she'nemar, as the verse states in Ovadia, V'galut achel hazeh livnei Yisrael asher chnanim ad Tzorofat, V'galut Yerushalayim asher bisvarad yirashu et arei Hanegev. The prophet says those Jewish people who were exiled to Canaan, to France, to Spain, they will, they are businessmen in France and Spain, they will inherit the cities of the south. Uveyur adavar, the explanation of this verse, shebinvoat Bilam yesh remez, in the prophecy of Bilam, there is an allusion, shetachzor anvoa liYisrael achar shetifsoch mehim. The prophecy will return to the Jewish people after a period where it has ceased to be among the Jewish people. Lefi sheyesh batorah psukim, for there are verses in the Torah, she'af al pi shehakavana behem nashum inyan, even though there's one understanding in these verses, they refer to one concept, afal pi chen yesh behem remez l'inyan acher, but they are also an allusion to another concept. Kmo shematzinu mimama Yaakov avinu alav ha-shalom she'amar levanav, as we find that Jacob tells his children, redu shama, go down to Egypt to do business, to bring back food, there's a famine here in Israel. So he told them the words, redu, go down. And our sages say that those words are an allusion to the fact that the Jews remained in Egypt for 210 years, the gematria of redu, 210. She'achvu b'mitzrayim k'minyan redu, that they were detained in Egypt for 210 years, she'matayim v'esar shanim. Mechen ma'amar Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom, so too, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kitolid vanim uvnei vanim v'noshantem ba'aretz, when you have children and grandchildren, and you'll become aged in the land. He doesn't say vizkantem, you'll become old. He says vinoshantem. And our sages say that this word is a reference, the gematria of this word, is the number of years we remained in Israel before we were exiled. She'ashavnu be'etz Yisrael miyom she'nechnasnu va'adgelot ha'melech Yehoyachin keminyan vinoshantem. That we remained in Israel from the time we entered to the time that Yehoyachin was exiled, the number of years was 846. The gematria of noshantem. So too we find many places that the verses have one understanding and that they're alluding to a concept that can be derived from the verse. And the same way we have a tradition, says the Rambam, that which Bilam said, now, at this time it will be told to Jacob and Israel what God has done on their behalf. So Bilam is saying at this time. What does it mean at this time? Yesh bo sod, really there is a secret in that verse. Shemina etahi, that from that time that Bilam was talking, yesh lechashev kaminyan sheyesh misheshet yimei v'reshit v'ad ota et. That Bilam was saying, like this time that I am here, 2,488 years after the world has been created, like this time, Yaakov and Yisrael will again be told what God is doing.
Okay.
Meaning, take 2488, add 2488 to it, and that's the time that prophecy will return to the Jewish people. 2488 plus 2488 is 4976, right?
What is that?
Subtract 3760 from it, and what do you get? If you want to get the Gregorian date.
But we also don't know the exact amount of the zero.
And we'll get the Gregorian date.
You also told us we don't really know the
date. Yeah, but we assume we do know.
Yeah, but we don't.
Most people don't. Let's take a calculator.
What?
Let's see.
Yeah, but you said we do it the last year.
Right. Maybe I should hang up that article. Let's do the math. We're opening right now. We're going to...
We are in 5768.
Abraham knows. Leave it. Okay. So we have 2488. That was the year Bilam was standing. And then we have... He says, from this period, you count this period again. Ka'et, like this period. Right? And that's when the Mashiach is going to come. That's 4976. Now, when you want to transfer a Jewish date to a Gregorian date, you subtract 3760, because 0 on the Gregorian calendar is 3760 on the Jewish calendar, and you get the year 1216. That's the year in the Gregorian calendar that the Rambam expected, that was his tradition, that's when the Mashiach is going to come. Yeah, about 800 years ago. That's close to the Rambam's lifetime, right?
That's in the middle of Hussein.
Okay, the Rambam believed, that's what the Rambam's saying. These are the birth pangs of Mashiach. So, says the Rambam, at that period, prophecy will return to the Jewish people. And then the prophets will tell them what God has done. This prophecy was said 40 years after we left Egypt. We're about to enter the land of Israel. That's when Bilam comes to the scene. And if you do the math, it'll come out 2,488 years, right? That's what we said. Shasiman b'tfach geulim. Ulfi ha'ikesh hazeh. The Rambam's giving us a sign for figuring it out. B'tfach. Days tough. Really, it's bitmach geulim. We were redeemed in 2448 and 2488. We entered the land of Israel. Ulfi hakesh hazeh, and according to this understanding, tachzon va'al Yisrael b'shnat 4976 leitzira. Prophecy will return to the Jewish people in the year 4976. And undoubtedly, the return of prophecy is the introduction to the Messiah. Shneimar, the verse states, "V'nibu b'nechem u'b'notechem v'gam l'avadim v'la'shpachot v'amim hem ha'shpoch tuchi." In those days, your sons, your daughters, your servants, everyone's going to have the Spirit of God. They will have prophecy. This is an introduction to the Messiah. Zeu yoter amiti mikol cheshbon shneimar b'shum ketz. Says the Rambam, this is more truthful than any other math that was given in figuring out the date when the Mashiach is going to come. So the Rambam is convinced this is when it's going to come because the Rambam has this tradition. So what do? We go either like the Maharal and we say this was a date that Mashiach could have come and we didn't live up to the test. Or we go with Rashi and we say everyone tries. And this tradition started somewhere. The Rambam thought it went all the way back to Jerusalem. But even if it did, that was their attempt at understanding the verses in Daniel. And like Rashi says, now we know it wasn't the right understanding. Daniel tells us, many will try and will not get it right. Now, we could add a third understanding. And the Rambam often does this. The Rambam, in his philosophical works, sometimes says a concept, and then a few chapters later builds on that concept. What did the Rambam tell us a chapter ago? The Rambam told us that sometimes the Jewish people are in a state that they cannot withstand the difficulties of the exile if they don't have something to hold on to, that it's going to get better. And that's why, seeing that situation, Rav Sadia Gaon gave him a date. How come no one knew this tradition but the Rambam? We don't find that the other people knew it. The Rambam had this tradition. And the Rambam felt he has to make this tradition known, possibly in order to strengthen the people who are under such persecution, and the Muslims were being successful and were telling them either convert or die, and the Rambam knew they should rather die than convert, and maybe if they're faced with the temptation of seeing the Muslims successful, and just like the Jews in old time had this temptation, that when things went bad, they said, if God is on our side, how come we're suffering like this? So the Rambam had to give him something to hold on to. The Rambam said, you should know, it's going to change. And it's not so far off. It's in the year 1216, not so many years from now.
And there was a period of Saladin who was not bad to Jews.
The people the Rambam is writing to in Yemen were suffering. They were under persecution. You wanted something? Sorry, Abraham? Yeah? No. Okay.
So anyway, we must... Wait Mashiach till 6,000 years, so in Jewish calendar, that's it.
So, as I understand that, as I listened, so prophecy is our Jews' ingenious feature. And there were thousands of prophets in past times. But now we have not prophets, because now we are ill. It's like symptoms of our illness.
But we have orders, some people have.
V'zeh she'amarnu, that which we said, shehu amiti, that this calculation is true, achar she'uzharnu alav umna'unu mitachlit hamni'ah legaloto, after we've been warned so explicitly, and we were told, be careful, do not reveal when the Mashiach is going to come, so I'm telling you a date, and I'm saying this is the truth, shelo yehe ve'inei ha'am berachok. I'm doing this because I don't want people to think it's so far off. If I told people the Mashiach is coming in 1,000 years, people wouldn't, they can't be so long-winded under this persecution. But I want you to know this is our tradition, and this is the truth, and the only reason I'm revealing it is because times are so tough. And now I've told you, and blessed are those who know. So I think in this sentence, the Rambam is alluding to what we said earlier. That the Rambam knew that this date potentially is right, and potentially, like Rav Sadigon's date, if we go with Rashi's understanding, is not right. But the Rambam also knew that the people were in a state that was so difficult that they needed something to hold on to, and being that this date had as much validity as any other date, he gave the date. What's interesting is, and this is my own, I noticed this, many of the commentaries gave dates that were close to when they lived. Rav Sadia Gaon, Rashi, the Rambam. Rabbi Feinstein was learning with a group of old men about 30 years ago. He was learning Tanakh, and they reached these verses in Daniel. So he sat down and he did the math, and Daniel refers to the time that some disgrace was placed on the Temple Mount. So he went and did research. When did they place that dome on the rock up there? And he did the math using calculations from that time. And using calculations from that time, it turned out that it would be 1976. That was the year we got back to Jerusalem, right?
1967.
Sounded wrong, right? 1967. Doing the math, it came out to 1967. That's the year Mashiach is supposed to come. Doing the math. So he told the people, he said, look, if we do the math from the time they set up the Dome on the Rock, comes out 1967, and he gave this class around 1963 or something. So it came 1967, and we get back Jerusalem. And all these old people come from the old age home wobbling. They come to Rabbi Feinstein's door, and they knock, and they say, you see, Rabbi, what you said, it's happening. And they were all waiting, and the year passed, and Mashiach didn't come. So again, Rabbi Feinstein, when he told, I heard this story, so I asked him about it, and he told me I did the math. And when we discussed it, so he said, like the Maharal, he said, it doesn't mean it was wrong. It means the Jewish people chose to hit the snooze button again.
Now we're back 4 years later.
But I wanted to tell you something else. There is one pirush on the Navi that was recently reprinted, and he's called the Ibn Yichya. And the Ibn Yichya, in his explanation of Daniel and in his explanation of Eicha, he writes that in the beginning of Hey, Tav, Shin, the Jews will return to the land of Israel.
What is Chiyat HaShem?
That's 67 years ago, 68 years ago. He says the beginning of this 100 years, the year Hey Tav Shin, the beginning is when the Jews are going to return to the land of Israel. That's, he said, he got it right. He said, around those years, that's when the Jews are going to come back to Israel. And then he goes on to work out the rest of the math. If you want, look it up. Let's continue. So there was someone who lived 500 years ago and gave the date now. And there was someone who lived about 500 years ago and gave such a date. And okay, we'll have to see.
There's still some Jews in the coast areas that they know they try to pull themselves.
Oh, please. Anyway, no Mashiach. And Olmert is about to make a catastrophe once again.
Aval Mashamat, I don't think it's right to discuss politics in the middle of class. אבל מה שאמרת ששעה זאת היא שעלה אמר ירמיהו עליו השלום ועץ ארעי ליעקב ממנה יבשע. But that which you said, that Yirmiyo said it's a time of affliction for Jacob and he will be redeemed from it, אין הדבר כן. Yirmiyo was not talking about this. שזה כתוב ומזה מלחמות גוג ומגוג בהכרח. This verse is talking about the wars of Gog and Magog. ותהיה אחר שיגלה המשיח לאחר זמן. And that will be after the Messiah reveals himself after a period. אבל האות של שער גורן וזולתן שדומים להם, הם דברים חלשים מאוד, ואינם מיוחסים בשם לחכמים ואינם מדבריהם. But the signs that different people tried to give, that this is when the Messiah is going to come, those signs are not signs that are strong, and they aren't things that are attributed to the sages. They aren't the words of the sages. People try to take all kinds of things and say, this is a sign and that's a sign. I remember when the second Gulf War began, and then Bush said something, harsh things against us, that we shouldn't be doing things to the Arabs. So people started saying, Gog and Magog is George. Gog is George, and Magog are the states. It's the gematria of the states. People are saying all kinds of things. Okay, say what you want. The Rambam says people are always looking for all kinds of signs, and usually they don't have validity. Don't try to figure these things out. Some of these things are allegories. Some of these things are riddles. Leave it. Even if the people who are saying it are great rabbis, so you have to assume that what they're saying is not to be understood literally. They're alluding to secret concepts. Don't try to take what they're saying literally regarding the Mashiach's coming. And with this, we have concluded the fourth chapter. Bezrat Hashem, next week, we will begin the fourth chapter. I'm sorry, we just finished the third chapter. Next week, Bezrat Hashem, we will begin the fourth chapter.